When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Everyone deserves a chance in the driver's seat. For GM and Revolt, that means leading the way on the road to an all-electric future and envisioning a world with zero crashes, zero tailpipe emissions, and zero congestion. GM's committed to making EVs accessible for everybody. That means you too. So what are you waiting for? GM's got the keys. You grab the wheel. Learn more about an all-electric future and the 000 initiative at GM.com. GM, everybody in.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy David with Blackwell Renaissance, and I'm here today to tell you guys about Anchor. If you haven't heard of Anchor, it's the best place to make a podcast. Anchor is a free app that has creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast straight from your phone. Anchor also distributes your podcast across all major platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many others. You can also make money on your podcast with Anchor, with no minimum listenership. Anchor is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So if you're looking to get started on your own podcast, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm.
You know the rules of the game.
Yeah.
You know the rules of the game. I don't care what color. Can you make me $100 million?
Let's talk money. Let's talk.
Can you make me that? If you can't make me that, I don't
want to
talk to you. You shouldn't even
have this tape. Hey, I got money on my mind. I'm just trying to get some dough. I ain't picking up my line unless it's money on the phone. Gotta get it on the daily. All I want is dubs. You know what I'm on. I've been chasing after paper. All I know is run money marathon.
Do 5 years of this and be a millionaire and go on, do what I want to do, have kids, go live my Chip and Joanna Gaines life out here in Texas, or struggle for next week. The choice is yours.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Black Wealth Renaissance Podcast. Our goal of this podcast is to normalize black wealth and share helpful resources and tips we believe will be useful in attaining and maintaining generational wealth. Please feel free to rate and comment on our podcast. We would love to hear all feedback you have. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Black Wealth Renaissance Podcast. Your boy, David Bellard, one-fourth of the Black Wealth Renaissance. Checking in with my co-hosts, fellas. How y'all feeling?
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, Jalen, man. Another quarter of the Black Wealth Renaissance. Feeling great, man. Number two, we still rolling. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep on getting it.
Listen, everybody, we got another great podcast episode for y'all today.
Oh, man.
We just was having a great conversation, pre-pod, as usual. And, man, we are excited for what we got to talk about with y'all today. But before we get into it, as always, got to ask y'all to make sure y'all like, subscribe, rate, comment to the podcast. Let us know what you think. And if you're a first-time listener, thank you for tuning in. Give us some feedback. We definitely want to know how we can help y'all and provide y'all the best value. Now, with that said, y'all, let's talk about what we're going to be talking about today and introduce our guests. So, we've been kind of dancing around this topic for a minute now. We talked about it early on in the podcast, the topic of Bitcoin and just like cryptocurrency in general. So now we got us an expert on here to come talk about it. My brother, Justin Redrick, he goes by Bitcoin Vegan on Instagram and Twitter and all the interwebs. How you doing, Justin?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Man, you're the first person who don't know me to get my last name right. That's what's up.
Hey, my brother, I try, man. I try.
I ain't gonna lie. He do be on the last name. I would have murdered it.
Man, I was hurt when I messed up Benny shit, man. I was like, damn, man. That's only my forte. But Justin, man, we happy to have you on today. How you living, bro?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Glad to be on. You know what I mean? Glad to see. Glad to be on a platform like yours who's willing to, you know, go on this topic. And real quick, anybody that's listening, man, I'm going to do a special code. Everybody that's listening, I want you to just send me in my DM, Bitcoin Wealth. You can be on IG at Bitcoin Vegan or Twitter at Bitcoin_Vegan. Or you could send to my email, Justin@BitcoinVegan.com. Just send me Bitcoin Wealth, and I'm going to send you an invite to a Q&A I do live. to all the listeners, and also a free chapter of my book as well that I'm writing. So it's Bitcoin Wealth to Bitcoin Vegan on IG, Bitcoin_vegan or Twitter, or Justin at Bitcoin Vegan, or through an email.
For sure.
Hey, y'all, tap in.
Hey, man, like, I'm glad you give it to him, because we about to go into some gems. Y'all going to definitely want to be on that Q&A session after y'all hit it. So, Justin, man, to kick this thing off, bro, we always want to start the pod just, like, starting with your journey. Like, kind of what led you into investing in Bitcoin?
Yeah.
So what led me into Bitcoin, man, like, it really started, like, it's not even just Bitcoin. It's just what led me to being an entrepreneur in general, but especially around something like Bitcoin. I can take it back all the way to when I was a senior in high school, and me and my mother, we lost our home in 06. And that left us, like, you know, bouncing from house to house, high school ball with the hopes of playing college ball, didn't really get to play. So that left me just, you know, hanging out with folks, being here and there with people. And eventually we would go party a lot. One of my friends, Travis Moore, was killed at a party, and that really affected my life. So I still went to college, A&T, Aggie Pride, for all the Aggie listeners out there. But I didn't stay there. You know, I ended up dropping out of school 2 years. It was due to financial situations. Like, I thought leaving Charlotte was going to be the answer. You know what I mean? At 17, 18 years old, I'm thinking, I'll just roll across some money. Everything will be good. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't really have a plan when it came to finances, or, you know, really a plan of life in general. And so I started doing a lot of partying, man. I ain't gonna lie, I would turn it up, smoking a lot of weed. And I just really started thinking to myself, like, man, what am I doing in school? So I ended up dropping out of school. And the reason I dropped out was something so funny. I remember a professor put up a graph on the board, and he said, you know, in 4 or 5 years, there won't be no jobs available for y'all till after, you know, after you graduate. 4 to 5 years after you graduate, won't be no jobs available in your field. And me, I come in class, you know I'm intelligent, but I'm definitely a party dude, a bit of a smart aleck, you know, like I said, like the party. And I was like, man, that just doesn't make no sense to me. You're like, what you mean? I said, you want me to sit here in this class 4 to 5 years after graduation, knowing Sally and Megan want their money? And I was like, so what are we really doing here? And everybody at school looked at me crazy. That was the day I decided to drop out of school. But then I came home. Again, didn't really have a plan, just thought, like, something I know we're going to make stuff happen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I started making, you know, different decisions. And those decisions led me to go to prison for 3 years. And so after sitting in prison for 3 years, I was just like, man, we're going to have to commit to some type of process. You know what I mean? We're going to have to commit to something. So when I was in prison, I did a lot of reading, a lot of studying of myself. And I was prepared, you know, I just told people, I don't give a damn what it is. I'm going to make $1 billion and some change, whatever. And folks like, what you going to do when you get out? You know, what's your plan? I said, I don't have one. I don't know what's going on. So I get out in 2014, and I really realized how real it is in the world, especially even if you left college, but definitely how real it was just being thrown back out to society, you know, with nothing going on, no money, just will and determination. And what led me to Bitcoin was, man, like, so when I was 2014, so in 2016, I had my daughter. But before then, I had transitioned to veganism. And so I used to cook food out my house and sell it. It was a business. It was really a hustle, but it was a business called Vegan on the Go. And I'll just cook and deliver vegan food out the house. And so, like y'all told me about dope, I ran across my homeboy who I played basketball with growing up, Bitcoin Zay, author of Bitcoin and Black America 1 and 2. Y'all go check that out. Y'all can Google that. That's my man's. And, you know, I was like, man, what is Bitcoin? You know, this, that, and the third. He said, man, it's something that could change your life if you know how to do it right. I said, what you mean? Because Zay is really intelligent. And he said, you know, it's kind of like gold, but it's not. Like, it's everything money's supposed to be. I said, all right. So I said, I can take this, accept this for my. Yeah. So I knew people wasn't into Bitcoin then, but I was using it to accept payment for my food. No one would buy it with Bitcoin. So after I stopped, you know, cooking food, because I'm not really a cook like that, I really started dedicating myself towards, you know, Bitcoin and knowledge, because there was one point in time I was walking outside with my daughter and I said, man, something has to be going on in the world. As a matter of fact, I had this thought before I met up with Zay. I said, something has to be going on in the world that is so life-changing that if you're there early, you could benefit from it. Because I started noticing how all these people in tech, not even Zuckerberg, but the folks who invested in Zuckerberg making all this crazy money, like not just chasing money though, but they knew what they were looking at. And I'm like, yo, what do I need to be looking at? And my main thing then, because everybody I felt I was in school with, like I started with $0. I used to work like crazy manual labor jobs. Everybody that I went to school with that were in finances were, you know, either into their career, about to take off. And I was just like, man, I need something to that's really going to be life changing. So when I found out about Bitcoin, it was like.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
this is ludicrous.
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
All right, this is the thing here. This is what I'm going to do. And the thing I told you all that I was going to share with you here, the reason why I took Bitcoin so serious, because in 2016, when I was looking at Bitcoin online, there was only a few black people there, but mainly people there were white boys and Asians. And so the same thing happened in regular technology. You know, white boys and Asians were the ones that were there first. So I realized like, all right, this is going to sound how it's going to sound, but I wasn't about to be on CP time with Bitcoin. And so I decided, all right, this is what it's going to be. And when I learned it and had knowledge, I knew that I'd be able to, you know, spread the power to anybody in the world, which led me to a platform like you all today.
Man, that's a good introduction to yourself, man. Man, there's some layers in there that we got to kind of peel back, bro.
I mean, I love the determination and grit, like you said, just to make sure you found out, like, what things was. Like, you was making it shape, even though you had those speed bumps, those adversities in the past, you made it shake and you figured it out up until, like you said, you found that thing. And that's, I think, where people would go wrong a lot of times. We never had that opportunity mindset. Like, a lot of people could have been in your situation and would have been like, damn, man.
This ain't for me. This is clearly for white boys and Asians. But you said, no, I definitely think we need to be here.
Yeah, I mean, because, man, like, when in school, I hated Black History Month because it always started at slavery and segregation. You know what I mean? So when I'm in prison, you know, I'm reading what some might call extreme, whatever. But I'm reading about how we were intelligent enough to navigate the stars, you know, how. And, you know, I read Islamic material dealing with more science. I ain't going to get into none of that. But I'm just saying what I read about the power of Black people let me know that I could do anything because I already did it. It's already been done for me. So I wanted to, you know, tap into what it is, because every time we get to an industry, we the ones who make the money for the folks. And Bitcoin is a situation where you're not making, like, it's purely group economics. You know what I mean? It's 100% group economics. Even if I don't know who's all in the group, you know, so I knew the power of me as a Black man. I know the power of Black people. And to know, like, once that light switch goes off in Black people of what this is, it'll be on to the races. So that's where I was like, man, you know, hey, y'all can be here. I don't have to be the smartest tech guy in the room, but hey, the smartest tech guys that look like me will come here, you know, if they hear it correctly from someone that looks like them. And that's all it was, because at the same time, you know, other people like, man, like you said, that's for white boys and they ain't for me. And that representation, you know, just wasn't there. So that representation had to be there.
Yeah, I do love that. And I kind of want to ask you something where you said, Zay told you is everything that money is not. Can you kind of explain what that means?
All right. So first thing first, Bitcoin is a decentralized currency. So what made sense for me to know a decentralization was like, I could take it back in prison. So in prison, you would have an ID card, right? And that's if you have an ID card, it's kind of like a debit card. If your people send you money, you know what I mean? You could swipe that card, you could pay for your canteen, you could pay for everything you need. But if you got to hustle on the yard, kind of like how most people in prison do, then the currency on the yard is stamps. And the price of stamps was all determined based upon the price of stamps out in the free world. So when the price of stamps went from 44 cents to 45 cents on the yard, the price went from 30 cents to 35 cents. So that alone allowed me to understand what decentralization was. All right. So that's one thing. All right. Number two, and this is kind of like around like when people ask me what is Bitcoin or like how's it different. So the number one thing, and I don't, it's hard for me to get into this one piece here on a podcast, which is why I do on the course or in like VIP meetings, but it's a scarcity asset. All right. So let's look at it like this. There will only be 21 million Bitcoins ever created. Money, 23% of the US dollar was printed alone this year. More money does not add value. It means it's going to be inflation. So when you have a scarcity asset like that, it's only going to go up in value. All right. It's kind of like real estate. People say real estate is valuable because of location, when in fact, the main reason real estate is valuable is because the earth is made up of 27% land. So it can't be printed no more. You feel me? The location is just the other reason why. So you have that, it's decentralized. It's an asset that appreciates in value, unlike the dollar that's been going down since 1913. And I can keep going on about decentralization because nobody is standing in between the money. It could be sent globally, you know, like and then it's like gold, you know what I mean? Like, so let's say gold. Gold is straight. It was that thing before Bitcoin, but gold is pretty straight. You know, you don't know who all sits on gold, so the price of gold can't be suppressed by the ones who have it. However, everybody pretty much accepts gold, except you can't send gold. I can't send y'all gold as the pay currency in Dallas like I can with Bitcoin. So it's a medium of exchange as well.
You know,
it's a storage of value.
I heard somebody say that. Sorry to cut you off, but I just thought about it. Bitcoin is an actual currency. People talk about gold like it's a currency, but it's really a commodity. You can't buy nothing with gold, like you just said. You were mentioning in there, you were talking about decentralization. So, and I just kind of want to dive a little bit deeper with it to kind of talk about like how decentralization works with Bitcoin. Like, how are they keeping track of it if there's no central organization? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's technology. You know, a part of it is Bitcoin is a data. It's technology. It's valuable data. All right. Like it started off. It did start out on the dark web. I will go ahead and put that elephant out there in the room. And that's something a lot of people fear. Like, oh, we're starting the dark web. They do it for this. But, yo, they've been using the same money y'all been doing for everything else. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, people buy people. They buy drugs. They buy guns with USD. The same money we all be talking about for years, you know what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and just toss that out there right now. So what I mean by decentralization though is this. Have any one of you on this call ever made a transaction outside your regular spending habits and the bank froze the transaction because they thought of fraud?
Mm-hmm.
They thought fraud activity was going on. That's a control of your money. That's control of your money at its finest. It sounds good for me to say, well, we're just making sure you're making this purchase. However, you don't need to make sure. I done worked hard for this. I could buy what I want. All right. That's one aspect. So the part where you ask who's keeping log of it, there's another one. It's called the blockchain. So on there, there's a record. Bitcoin was created in 2008, 2009. So ever since the very first transaction in 08 or 09, where Satoshi Nakamoto sent a Bitcoin to a man who died by the name of Hal Finney. Every single transaction is on there. So the record is already stored. It's all technology. There is no central server. There is no way that you can hide what's going on with the money. Everything is record. And it's, you can go to blockchain.info if you want to right now on your phone, and you'll just scroll down and see every single transaction that Bitcoin has ever taken place. So that's there. And another way is, again, like there are so many people in between exchanges of money. Like even when you have an investment, you got what, capital gains tax. How many taxes do y'all pay? Because I'm going to be real honest with you all right here, right now. Bitcoin is the first investment outside of myself that I have ever made. So I don't really know too much about legacy markets. However, now in 2020, it stands for me that it just doesn't make no more sense now.
And like you said, with the taxes, man, you get taxed on a lot of shit, man. Like you said, the capital gains tax.
But we said, like, the average American pays like 40% of their wages over their lifetime in taxes. Yeah.
You had another thing where you said, you know, there will only be 21 million Bitcoin ever created. So mm-hmm. I kind of want to ask you, how is Bitcoin created? Like, how does that work?
It goes through a process of computers, what they do call mining. And in my course, the advanced course, we talk about like what that actually looks like. But in a short, your computer electricity is solving a complicated math problem. And once the math problem is solved, a Bitcoin is then created, which is why the SEC really can't step in between Bitcoin, because it's not made out of thin air. It's actually something has to be done for it to be created. So, and when I bring up the fact that 21 million will ever be mined, there are more than 21 million people on this earth who have $18,000. So the aspect of it being mined is just one where you have a lot of computer power. You mine it, you buy these little rigs, and they start doing the computer things. They start going into the ways of solving these equations to create a Bitcoin. So that's really how it's created. Is if you think of mining like gold.
Yeah, like, that's exactly what I thought about whenever you
say for gold.
Yeah, think about the difficulty of mining gold. If you probably, I don't know if y'all have done it before, but you've probably seen it on movies where they got the little filter trying to get the gold through the water, all that hard work. That same type of hard work your computer has to go through. So it's not even guaranteed. And the average person don't even need to be mining no more anyway, but it's not guaranteed that you're going to make the Bitcoin if you don't invest into the computer power to do so.
That's what I was going to say. I heard about that. Like, people that's mining Bitcoins, they got to get, like, big, massive computers. You're not going to just do some little Chrome.
Like, it's like someone asked me the other day, they said, well, I really want to get into the mining piece of Bitcoin. Like, in my mind, I want to say, for what? Like, if you ready, you're not, I mean, I don't know you. However, like, I know some folks, I know, I've seen something, you got to spend, like, $30,000 just on equipment. Then you got to put money into the cooling to cool down the equipment. Like, it's an investment to try to mine Bitcoin. So, like, that's where I was. Like, if people are trying to, like, if they try to shortcut, like, well, I want to create the Bitcoin, like, yo, you better off buying it. Because if you invest in $30,000 right now into mining Bitcoin.
There's two coins you could have bought already. Almost two coins you could have bought.
I mean, now you could. Now, if you were smart enough, you got the stuff. You're going to get some competition, put it that way. You're going to get some competition. And if your electricity and stuff isn't set like that, you're just going to be able to brag about how you are a miner.
So, ain't got no coins, though.
Damn, I didn't even think about it like that. So, like, if you're in the process of mining and you get experience like a fucking power outage or some shit, is that process, that whole process is lost?
I can't really say, because I've never mined. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's, like, if you already have some, you good. If you already mine it, you should be pretty good. Mm-hmm. But if you still in the process of doing so, I mean, the technology is pretty up there. So I guess you could just start where you were. But then again, it might not be that easy.
Damn. And do you know how many current Bitcoins there are out there right now? Is there like
about, I think there's about like, what, 18 million already, 17 million already?
So they only got 4 million left out there.
Yeah, and the last one, the last Bitcoin to be mined would be in 2140. So.
they already know that?
Yeah, man. Like, I'm telling you, like, this is a secure, this is a, and I really hope I'm not going over folks' heads, but, like, this technology has already been predetermined. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, in the course, I go over what's a halving. Or what happens. But a halving took place this year. So in May 2020. So every 4 years, a halving takes place, just like the election. But so this time, the supply is cut in half. So there were, what, before May, 1,800 Bitcoins were created daily. now you got 900 being created daily. And when you have companies like Grayscale, MicroStrategy, PayPal, and Square buying more that's going to be created, that's where you have a price increase that you don't experience with everyday money.
Because I kind of want to get into that, like with these different companies that's moving into it. But I do want to go back more to your journey just a little bit. Because you said you got into the space in 2016, and you told us off camera at the time, it was like, what, how much it was?
$600-some-odd dollars.
So can we speak to, like, you riding that wave up? Because, you know, I didn't hear about Bitcoin till I think it was closer to, like, end of 2017, beginning of 2018, before,
you know, right around the pop.
Right around when the bubble popped on it. Can you speak to, like, that whole ride?
So, yeah, I can, man. So that ride was, like, tremendous. And I know I say this a lot, but the reason I say this is this. My goal for people is to experience a 10 to 20X like I did, which is why I created services I did. You know, because that ride, even though it sounds short, that ride is serious. So I started off, I was still working retail merchandising. Like, I would go on the road 8 days out the week, 12 hours a day, $12 an hour, real manual labor. And when I really started noticing, like, number one, I don't know how to save money. Number two, every time I need to have money, something comes up. I got tired of hitting those cycles. You know what I mean? That rat race cycle, that scarcity cycle, man. Like, I just got tired of hitting it. And so when I learned about Bitcoin, I just started buying it. And, like, the more I bought it, the more I started, like, looking, you know, into what was going on in the space. And that part alone, like, following on Twitter, I could tell how it would scare the average person. You hear the government telling you they're trying to regulate this. You have currency wars going on where you have a lot of other high-level crypto people talking about trying to attack the network. You got fake scams going on. You got phishing email going on. Like, that's a lot on a person. You know what I mean? So that 10X experience, that's a real thing. But like I tell people, you got to invest into the knowledge. And it's good to have a guide. Like, I had my homeboy Zay. I had some folks I met in Phoenix called Murex Bitcoin Solutions, Miller L and Free L. They were there, like, to guide me. So that's why I look to be the people now, you know, that guide, like, get waves of people in. But that ride on the way up, like, when I started seeing the money go up and up, I was just like, whoa, like, that was the most money I had, you know what I'm saying, in my life. Experiencing that was the most money I ever had in my life. And on that way up, that's when I really noticed, like, yo, this is real wealth. This is a wealth builder right here. This is what I feel all Black people need, because that's like a VC, venture capital style return within a year and some change. We've been oppressed so long, we need those type of returns. It gives us a level playing field. You talking about being able to have a 20X return in 18 months or less or more or better, longer the longer you stay in. So now you start, now that I've told you all this, like, sometimes, like, if you see me say something slick on your post, I'm not disrespecting. I'm just trying to shed light to what's real out here now in today's time. You know what I mean? Like, waiting, you know, years for 10%, and I've been oppressed, and I built this country here, and I'm being oppressed and taxed at the same time, don't make no sense to do that. You know what I mean? So that ride, when it went up there, I was like, yo, because I would still be caught up with my friends talking about, well, you know, I'm still doing this trading here. I'm doing this. My stock's doing this. And I haven't yet experienced a 20X, a 10X. So I was still, like, feeling like, oh, man, I might have made the wrong decision because I wasn't where everybody else was. But once that thing hit 20K and that 20X was real, there was nothing more to talk about with me. You know what I mean? Like, so that's how I knew that the right decision had been made. So now it's time to really, really buckle down and, you know, do more.
And I kind of was talking to, how do you buy Bitcoin? What do you do? Do I just go on, like, Robinhood? Do I go on?
I mean, nah, don't solve no, like, man. Robinhood trash. I'm going to tell you this. Like for people who, Trash App is straight, you know. And when folks take the course, they learn better ways. But, you know, Cash App is straight. it's easy, but it's not the way to go. You know, if there's any way someone wanted to buy it immediately, you could do it Cash App. Now, if you want to really understand what it is, then of course you have to do what others do. But Cash App is an easy way to buy it.
Okay. And I always heard people like talk about Coinbase, because I remember whenever I first kind of started, I started throwing money in it on Robinhood. And then I came across a tweet. Dude was like, if you just putting your money in on Robinhood, you don't own that shit. It was like, you're basically just kind of like trading it. But it was like, you don't own that. So like, can you kind of break that down? Like,
yeah, so you don't own, all right, you don't own it on Cash App, you don't own it on Coinbase, and you don't own it on Robinhood. If you don't have the proper measures to secure your Bitcoin, it ain't yours. You know, like, I can guarantee you the next bull run, Coinbase gonna go down. And it's what Coinbase always does. If you do that, you know, if you, let's say, you know, you done made a good bit of money and you can't get to your Bitcoin immediately and it takes a few days, the price could go down by then, you know, so you don't really own the Bitcoin. So the way to secure it, you want to have you want to have access to your keys. And if it ain't your keys, it's not your Bitcoin.
Yeah. And I heard, I think that was Jared was telling us about this one guy. He had like a key. I think he had like 3 Bitcoin on there. He forgot his damn password and his shit just been locked.
Yeah, he had it on the drive, and he forgot the password. And he can't remember it. Like, he done tried everything, but I think he said he put some type of safety measure on it too. Like, if he do too many times in a shorter period of time or something, that like it'll delete everything on there. So like, every once in a while he'll get a guess, but other than that, he just it's locked.
Yeah, it's that serious. I mean, so that's something we dive into. You know, just knowing how to secure your Bitcoin. That's the first thing I teach people, you know, because since it is decentralized, there's no one to call, you know, and people have never really been, no, really, I'm gonna be honest, most of the people in the world have never been 100% control or responsible over their money. I could just call the bank, they get it back. Like, Bitcoin is something different, you know, like, you really have to be responsible over this, because if your stuff falls in the wrong hands, you're not getting that back. Like, if someone was to find that man, Bitcoin. Yeah, that man found, if someone was to find his 3 Bitcoins and they can unlock it, they're not giving it back. We y'all to the races. And you cannot prove, like, you, there's no one to call, man. Like, it's over. So I teach that security piece a lot, because that's the first thing I go over, even before buying, you know, even before buying Bitcoin. Because I remember a time it was someone, they lost their phone. And they're like, man, you know, I had some Bitcoin on that, Justin. What can I do? Can I get it back? I said, do you got your keys? Nah, bro, I ain't need to write it down. I'm like, oh, well, you know, I told you from day one. You know, I told you from day one. The first thing that came out of my mouth, don't play around. And that's what happened. So, you know, that's why it's so serious. Like, Jerry has a great story of a homeboy or whoever, you know, like, I hope he finds it one day. You know, I hope he just miraculously it comes out. But if you don't have, like, and that's another thing. There's so much lost Bitcoin out there. It's crazy. You know, so much lost Bitcoin out there.
That was my next question. I was about to say, so if it's lost, like, this shit just gone?
I mean, if you can find the private keys, you can get it.
But you got
it. If you can't find those private keys, it's just going to be there holding the price up. Like, imagine losing gold. Imagine losing cash. Like, cash. You lose a duffel bag full of cash.
It's gone.
It's gone. Well, you might as well just go ahead. And... it's gone.
Some futuristic shit for real.
Now, I do have a question. So what part do you believe the other, like, cryptocurrencies are going to play, if any? Like, as far as, like, Ethereum or anything like that, do you feel like they're actually going to play a part, or are they just going
to be washed away? Like, they, how can I say this? They'll have their part. I just don't know what, because most of the other cryptocurrencies, they might try to do something that Bitcoin couldn't do, but they don't overall replace what Bitcoin is. And once Bitcoin upgrades to the one small thing those folks can do, their coin will be useless. you know, like, that's just what it is. If I can, like, during the last bull run, folks was talking about, man, like, you know, Bitcoin was moving too slow. All right, cool. Now you got the Lightning Network. So all the coins that were proven to move faster with no real use case don't matter no more. And like we was talking about earlier, there are not any other coins that's being compared to replacing the U.S. dollar as a world currency.
And like you said, that's what the use case is, correct? Like, use case is actually being able to be used as a currency.
I mean, it's the Bitcoin guy. That's one of the many use cases. Like I said, storage of value, use it as a currency in the medium of exchange, privacy, decent, all those are just, it's so many different use cases, man. Like, it's a wide variety of use cases, but those are the top ones that people pay attention to.
I wanted to go into whenever you're talking about the ICOs. Can you kind of break that down for people, how an ICO is kind of similar but different from an IPO in the stock market?
Yeah, so most of the IPOs that were taking place, so back when the run was first happening, you would hear a lot of hype trains about an ICO, an up-and-coming cryptocurrency that's going to try to...
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Let's just say, well, we're going to... Yeah, you know, like, with what? But okay, so we're going to do an ICO. Like, we're going to do the, for lack of better words, we're doing the BWR ICO, right? And we are here to revolutionize the market to bring Black people into crypto. So buy our coin, right? Buy our coin. We're going to be, you know, we're going to be lit. We got this going on. We got this, that, and the third. All right. However, like, so y'all build up the hype. You release the coin in a way like an IPO does. And the only other thing is the four of us would be the only ones to get the real bag, because everybody's going to pay in Bitcoin. We're not going to hold the coin, though. We're going to give it to people. We're going to take the Bitcoin, sit on the Bitcoin, and allow our company to grow off of Bitcoin now, instead of our coin actually being what we said it was. Because at the end of the day, you just could have used Bitcoin for it anyway. That's what you was going to accept. So a lot of crypto companies did ICOs. Some of them were probably legit with hopes of doing what they said, but the SEC shut that down here in America because a lot of them were just making money out of thin air. Like, folks was making, I think, billions of dollars in a few minutes, because everybody was like, I mean, I fell for a few myself. And that's when I really realized, like, yo, I don't really care about all these other cryptos, because y'all really just want, it's like playing to institutional or regular everyday investors who want to make a quick buck.
A pump and dump.
They pump and dump in the hell out of it.
Yeah, but not really realizing, like, I'm missing out on the real bag. The real bag is Bitcoin. That's why I tell people now, the real bag is still taking place to this very day. You know, so ICOs, that's how they're similar, except IPOs are a little, you know, they're allowed. They're structured. It might be a real company.
Yeah, business behind them.
Yeah, but ICOs for people that just put together a PDF, they were killing the game, man. They were, and folks were just running off on them, and they, people weren't, like, I was one myself. I ain't getting nothing in return, really. Like, so it just allowed me to see that, you know, what the truth was out here.
Yeah, man. I seen some shit with them ICOs, man. I seen like, I think it was last year, T.I. and Kevin Hart, they came down with some court cases against them boys. signed up to promote some ICO and ended up doing that exact thing to the people.
Mm-hmm. And like that's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, you have celebrities like that who don't know what's really going on.
They promoting the shit.
Yeah. How would a T.I., Kevin Hart, Floyd Mayweather, how would they benefit having someone like me in their ear? Like, I saved a woman from, she worked at Google. I'm thinking about doing an ICO. Don't do it. Just stay buying Bitcoin. She never did it. And then the next week, the SEC started slapping folks with, you know, charges. So it's a different, it's not scary though. It's just, you gotta, it's important to have a guide. It's important to know someone who knows exactly what they're doing, that you can trust, number one. And number two, just to really, you know, show you what the real deal is outside of, like, you know, what you might, what sounds good. Like, here's an example. If I tell you all, let's say I got 100 acres for sale for 10 Bitcoins. It sounds good, right?
It's a Bitcoin.
100 acres for 10 Bitcoin. Let me know. So it's 18,000 right now.
That's 180.
Huh? What'd you say?
But I ain't with it.
Nah, I mean, for real. Before you heard me talk, if I said to you all, man, listen, I got 100 acres. All I need is 10 Bitcoins. That's $180,000 now. Come on. Y'all ain't going to do it.
It depends on where the acres at, man. No, I'm a country man.
All right. Listen, you can.
It's hard because, like you said, I'm really thinking about, like, what you're saying. Because I'm knowing, if I carry these 10 Bitcoin, this land, it low-key could depreciate.
I mean, it's going to appreciate, but it's going to appreciate at a much slower rate.
Versus what this 10 Bitcoins would be getting.
Because Bitcoin, what was that earlier this year? Wasn't it at like 30,000? Like,
man, in March, Bitcoin, all right, so good. Y'all wouldn't fall for it, but other people would have. Bitcoin earlier this year was like $4,900, all right? So right now, we at what?
18?
18,000. So that alone, let's go ahead and say 5,000, 20,000. That's a 4X right there. So if y'all would have taken that, y'all would have been sitting on 100 acres that hasn't even been developed on yet. You haven't got no zoning permits. You ain't even perked the land yet to see where the water is. I'm sitting on 400 grand.
Mm.
That's why it's important for people to know what they're dealing with. Or here's another situation. Like, and I say I talk smack to people sometimes, but really, people talk about, like we talked about the Tesla situation. Tesla lit. Tesla doing good. Well, I love Tesla. Elon this, that, and third. People are buying Tesla stocks based upon if Elon Musk is going to continuously beat Elon if Tesla does well. Like, let's say, you know, in hopes they get to Mars, in hopes he makes the Hyperloop, in hopes he makes the rocket ship to get you from New York to Shanghai in 35 minutes. It's still speculative. And it's still, in 10 years, did 19,000 percentage plus. Bitcoin at 200 million, but it already works. You feel me? Bitcoin is already working. But no one sees it like that because of all the noise around what people have known to be forever.
Mm-hmm.
But Bitcoin is up 200 million plus since the day of its creation.
That's ridiculous.
What was the guy who made this shit name again?
How you say it? Satoshi Masayoshi? I can't say it.
That's why I asked him.
Satoshi. I mean, you can't get the name right? Oh, come on, David. You're supposed to be the name dude. Nah. Satoshi Nakamoto.
Hey, man, he fucking raw. And I know that nobody knows who the fuck he actually is.
Man, I think it's an alien. Because ain't no way. Because his wallet sits on 1 million Bitcoins and hasn't been moved since. So it's like.
You said his
wallet. His wallet, it can be traced, has 1 million Bitcoins in it and has not moved since he created Bitcoin.
Mm.
So we don't. He created 100 million Bitcoin, but he capping it off to 21.
No, he created 21 million. His personal wallet has 1 million.
But he ain't spent none of it. So that's why he's saying he might not even be a real person. It might be a team. You don't know what happened to this dude.
Yeah.
But that's crazy. Like,
man, this motherfucking shit busted my head, y'all.
Justin, I did have another question. More sort of like a talking point. Because you said something in there where it's like people so used to what's been that they don't see what's actually going on. And I kind of want to speak to like a lot of these companies that we see in real time. They investing in this shit. JP Morgan, Square. Who else we named before this? It's like a bunch of big companies. If they moving into this space.
Fidelity just started a whole digital security sector. Like, they're trying to get into it now.
If you see all these big players moving, like my brother's telling you, you need to be, like, paying attention. I think a lot of people, we got, like, a lot of reservations about Bitcoin because the last time it was, like, in the public forefront was right before the crash at 20K. But as always with any investment, like, we done talked about this before. If everybody and their mama talking about it, if the old lady that ain't never invested in a stock can tell you, hey, man, you need to go buy some Bitcoin, at that time, it's probably not the best time to invest. But now, while people still scared, while people still like, ooh, they got their qualms, this is your opportunity for these types of returns like you're talking about.
So, I mean, one of the reasons why, especially, you know, black folks making the slow move because they haven't been told go do it yet. To be honest, bro, like, it is decentralized. It's not in government control. It's not in banking control. So you're not going to hear the media be like, yeah, go buy Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, how can I say it? I'm just going to be honest. A lot of our people are waiting on permission to go and buy it. We need confirmation from the powers at be to say we can go buy this now. It's kind of like why it's hard for sometimes some black people to pay high dollar for other black people's products. Who has given me mental permission, subconscious permission to pay this dollar for your product? I was talking to my cousin. He sells hats. Nice custom hats out of Atlanta. Matter of fact, he's going to get some free promo. Follow him. His page is called Herbin, H-E-R-B-I-N. He's telling me, you know, he makes his hats custom made. Sells about $350, $400. And we as a people, it's hard for us to really get it up. Like, as a whole people, well, should I do that? Like, you know, they say I could buy Gucci and Hermes, you know what I mean? But am I really allowed to buy this? And that's something that goes on up here. So the permission has not been out there. And a lot of times we as our people, we believe we not really supposed to be making that much as a whole.
Because money is the root of all evil.
Yeah. And so it's all these like little plays on your head to make you want to stay giving your time for small bits and pieces of money. But like when you see companies like, and then it might psych people out. Damn, $100 million? Man, I ain't got that much money. Shit, they can afford that. I mean, it's $18,000. I can't afford that. They don't even know they don't have to spend a whole $18,000. They never ran across a person like me. They never ran across a real individual person who could be in that face to tell them, hey, this is what you can do. You know what I mean? Like, I had a friend of mine. It's like this. I tell people this all the time, man. Some people have graduated college with $30,000 of student loan debt. You pay $20,000 of student loan debt and you still owe $50,000 of student loan debt. And you're complaining about buying Bitcoin that will at least continuously appreciate as you buy it. Like, those are the type of thing, and those are the type of things people have to hear because that's the reality of the situation. If you already paid $20,000 with a deflationary asset on top of interest, there should be really, the only thing you have to get over is what's in here. So the words haven't been put out there. That's why I'm grateful of a platform like y'all's. You feel me? I'm grateful for a platform like y'all's because I've been denied some places. Folks didn't even respond to my DM. Hell, to be honest, I was surprised y'all did. You know what I'm saying? Just off the facts.
Brother.
Huh?
I say don't feel like that.
I mean, bro, like, you know, it's just real. Like, y'all got 380K followers. A lot of folks don't follow somebody with 2,000. Like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we'll holler at you. If ever. So that's just the reality of the situation. And if you really look at it, most platforms on IG that talk about black wealth do not talk about Bitcoin. How long has it been till y'all had someone like me come along and talk about this on y'all platform?
This is going on 2 years.
A year and a half, year and three quarters into the pod.
It's a lot of other platforms y'all know of, right? And you know, and I've been looking at them just like you have. No one has brought this message to the people in a way that they can see and understand. I'm not on CNN. I'm not on Fox. You got to come to where your people are so they can see reality. Like, the reality is, I'm someone who came home from prison that bought it as they could. And I know it's people on y'all platform who make way more money than I've made or currently make. I've seen folks talk about the investments they make. I don't know what money they got, but I know they got enough to start buying Bitcoin. I know they got enough to invest in the course that I have. You know what I'm saying? So the fact is, this, if this were anything, it's like me saying, hey, you're allowed to do so. You know what I mean? Like, that's really what it boils down to. And a lot of people think they need $18,000, $19,000. You don't have any information on it. Like, another thing is this. Like, in my Q&A, I say, like, you know, a lot of folks' research on Bitcoin is trash. Why? Because you use Twitter, you use Instagram, you use YouTube. And it's designed, and everybody's platform is designed to keep your brain going here, here, there, until they say, hey, buy here. Or they don't really have no streamlined way of doing so. So all the research goes on for years. Y'all been looking for somebody to talk for years. I'm just a shortcut to the research to get you to where you need to be. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. For real, though. Basically, like you're saying, you're just a plug, and people need to stop just looking for going here, going there. Because like you said, people, whenever they have these followings and they have, they're trying to push you from one place to one place here and trying to get you to go there. So I definitely get what you're saying with that one, my brother. And I definitely want to say thank you for shining light on the things with Bitcoin and kind of just giving people the straight facts of, like, you know, you can start with this. You don't have to buy a full coin, because I'm pretty sure there is a lot of people who think, oh man, I need the full 18 in order to start playing the game, when in fact it's not. And that kind of leads me into, like, my next question. Where, how much should someone have to start investing in Bitcoin?
Hey, now listen. I mean, like, it's like you, so I say it like this, I'm gonna tell you the same thing I tell people all the time. That's a personal decision. You know what I mean? Like, when I first got into Bitcoin, I know I would make, like, sometimes I might make crazy buys that I would have to dig back into Bitcoin to bring me out of. So when I had to really learn what money was and how making investments really worked, I realized I need to be doing, like, I read a book called Profit First, and that helped me understand. Like, I read a lot of books about money because I didn't know money. I knew I had a great performing asset, but I did not know the game of investment in money. And so when I started reading these books, I started noticing how even this one book called The Latte Factor, where he said, if you just stop shopping at Starbucks $5 every day, you put it towards something that gives you 7 to 10% return in X amount of years, you could have this. So I just started applying percentages to what I bought. You know what I mean? Because I looked at it like this. I needed to learn the fundamentals of finance so I can apply it to Bitcoin. Like, I know somebody that wrote a book saying you need, like, several different bank accounts, emergency storage, you know, but long-term, like, two or three high-yielding savings accounts. And this was by my homegirl Bees. She had a book called Financial Starter Kit. And so it's like, she talked about that in her book, you know, having different high-yielding savings accounts. And then you have, like, you know, different regular checking accounts. But for me, again, it's like, yo, I don't care about 10% returns on an annual basis. Because at that point in time in my life, if I'm starting from zero, if I have $100, $200, $300, what's 10% of that? I would have been waiting a whole year for $550. You know what I'm saying? For $550? Are you serious? And that's where a lot of Black people are. So, like, when I answer this question, it's like, I always prescribe to people now, I don't give you no estimate. I mean, I don't give you no number. I don't give you no percentages. I will say this. You want to start buying to where you, number one, you look at how can I really change my life with this? Because if you here just for, you know, to triple your money, you wasting your time, you know, maximize it. That's why I have the course. Like, yo, it's designed for you to, so you can have that mentality to get that 10, 20X or better. Because if Bitcoin is talking about 300K by December 2021, and you take out a few couple thousand dollars because your rent was due, you made the wrong decision with the money that you already spent beforehand. So, like, I've had people in my course say, you know, I bought $50. I had somebody say they bought 4K. It all depends, but you got to really understand what it is you're working with here. You're not, like, first of all, to even work with me or be in the course or be here, you got to be someone that's a go-getter. You got to be someone that understands that, like, I want to be where the world is going, not where it's been. I want to be someone that has to invest in knowledge. I'll look to work with folks who are like, hey, all right, I hear what you're saying. The numbers are already real. I don't have to keep going over the numbers with you. In 2008, it was 0.008 cents. We had $18,000. That answers another question. No one has really lost money. All right. You only lose money if you're trying to trade. You don't know what trading is, just like Forex. If you lose your keys, like we was talking about earlier, or you sell your Bitcoin before the price rebounds. But if you really look at the numbers, no one has lost money. So how do you stay on their train and continuously be a part of it is the only question. And that's another reason why everything I put together over the past 4 years, like I said, it took me 4 years to drop a course. I didn't just watch YouTube. You know what I'm saying? I just ain't compile some stuff on Twitter. I've been here 4 years. This was my college. You feel me? This was my college. And so it has to be done in a way that you can really get that life-changing money. You know what I mean? And once you have that 10X and that 20X, you'll start doing other stuff. You'll be like, well, shit, I can. Because now you fixed how you fix your money habits. You know what I'm saying? You fix your investment habits. You had to curtail your life to what it is. Like, now you're starting to understand, like, how this can really happen. But it has to start somewhere. You know what I mean? So that's why I say, I don't give a dang. You know, you might know people who sitting on 100K assets, cash, whatever. They might start $50 with Bitcoin. You know, you might have someone who only has $10,000 willing to throw the whole pot in there. I don't know. But it has to. Yeah. You know, it's all about your personal risk tolerance.
We say it all the time, my brother, personal finance is personal. And I'm glad you spoke on that, that learning the personal finance piece, because that's a skip that we can't step.
A step that we can't skip.
Can't skip that step, bro. Like, real shit, everybody wants to, like, you know, we get introduced to this concept of financial freedom. We get introduced to these ideas of investing.
Of making so much money in a certain time. Mm-hmm.
But, like, at the very root and the core of it, it's like these sets of principles that you can't ignore. You got to, like, live below your means. You got to figure out where you can start investing. Because, like you said, you were spending your money before, and you was like, man, ain't no way I can invest. But it takes that come to Jesus moment first, where it's like, okay.
I really have been bullshitting.
I've been bullshitting. That's the big moment. I've been bullshitting, and now let me learn and rebuild and actually make moves. And I love that idea with the percentages. I'm big on percentages too.
Yeah, I mean, that's what changed my life. Like, I got a homegirl. Her name's Sabrina Abraham.
Hey, y'all, what's up? It's Devin here from Money Honeys. If you're a fan of learning about your business and finances through storytelling and pop culture, then you got to be sure to check out and subscribe to Money Honeys, a show that covers the nitty-gritty of maintaining your personal wealth through fun conversation. And you know what? It's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
She got a podcast, but she has this book called Financially Lit. On there, she said either your every transaction will either increase poverty or build wealth. Mm. That's the only two things that's gonna happen. Yeah.
Shit. Hey, Sabrina, that's a fucking gem.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, we gotta talk off air, but yeah, she be lit. She's lit. But you know, like, that's what it is. And I started noticing, like, every dollar I spent, if it was on weed, $20 up in the air, all right? If it's on shoes, I'm going to run these shoes to the ground. If it's on the car, everything was depreciating, like Melvin said, guns and butter. So where was this money going? You know what I mean? And when I was buying Bitcoin, it was like, yo, appreciation. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to buy anything else, it has to go towards health. It has to go towards me investing in myself, or it's going to go towards my family and children, or some type of ownership. You feel me? Some type of ownership is where I was. I'm not here to buy socks, to buy coffee, to buy a damn car. I'm not here to buy none of that goofy stuff. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I've been missing out so long. I'm here for that plot of land over there. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to take it a step further. I want that land so I can buy a 3D printer to print 3D homes on. Mm.
That's a, you know what I mean? Future wave that people is sleeping.
Hey, man, this
is so, man, like
living in the future right now, bro.
Because that's where it is. You know what I mean? Like, that's where it is. Like I say crazy stuff on Twitter for a reason. I don't really care. You know what I mean? I understand folks do what they do, and that's cool. But when you start talking about, start leveling the playing field, you got to really jump ahead of what's going on. Because that's going to always be there. That bunch is going to always be there. How do you get ahead of that bunch? You know what I mean? The knowledge is going to be there. You just got to get to the knowledge. So, I mean, that's where my mind was coming home from prison. All right. Like, I knew I wasn't stupid. I made dumb decisions in my 20s like everybody else had. I just paid for mine a little bit more. But that was it. You know, how you get to it after that. And it was all about being able to make those types of moves and just being smart about it. Like you said, bro, I had to really learn that personal finance thing. And what people don't understand about building generational wealth, breaking generational curses, it gets hard, yo. Like, because you got to sit around, like, it's not easy sitting on Bitcoin and you could be facing eviction. But that lets you know what you've been doing crazy with your money. You know what I mean? It's not easy, like, getting your car repossessed and still having Bitcoin. You know, those things have happened to me. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's the easiest thing in the world, especially if you're starting out from nothing. But you need to have that money doing something for you. You know what I mean? Because there's been times I took money on my Bitcoin, I felt so played. Because I read this other book called Happy Money. He said, people get so caught up in money, but you got to understand the flows of money. There will be times where you don't have money. That's why you can't throw all your money in Bitcoin if you're here for a 10X. You feel me? Until you can really shape yourself to do that. There will be times where you don't have money, especially as an entrepreneur. You know what I mean? There will be times you won't have business. There will be times you will. And when you do, you can't really just think, oh, let me start buying this. Let me join this gym. Let me get into this. Let me do that. Because there are going to be times again when you don't have money and your expense is going to be up here. So these are the things I had to learn, you know, on the back end with buying Bitcoin to make sure I could have it maximize itself for me.
Hey, man, my brother just spit some gems over there.
Real talk.
And there's one more thing that I know I for sure want to get into before we get off of this. And it's those crypto ATMs that you were telling us about off camera in the beginning. And I just want to talk about, like, what is the crypto ATM and, like, how can you get into that?
Well, I'll let your boy, you know. It starts with going through the What is Bitcoin course. I would be honest with you. If you wanted to even do something different outside of that, it could be discussed, you know what I'm saying? But you can really buy them, you know. Dealing with money, you have to go through certain channels. You know what I mean? Like, because you still got to deal with USD, right? However, you know, if you have like a Bitcoin ATM, that's residual income. I mean, that's a passive income with Bitcoin. And the reason I said this is kind of like in the advanced course, because now we go from just earning money to earning passive income in Bitcoin.
So they pay you with Bitcoin.
On the transaction.
You can get paid, like you can get paid in Bitcoin, just like that. And that's where you start going from working for it to earning it, because it's a big field out here. You understand me? So if y'all see me on y'all posts, hey, ATMs, we're having this. Man, listen, man. And y'all just might see me comment. It's kind of like, so y'all ain't trying to learn about no Bitcoin ATMs, y'all? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, it's something like that. Like, I'll be in the comments just playing to the people, man, because the people need to know. They need that shocker, like, wait, what's going on? Who is this dude?
You can have an ATM for Bitcoin?
Yeah, like, wait, you know, we got to pique your interest a little bit, people. We got to wake you up, you know what I mean? Because really, why the time is now is, what, $18,000? It might be a price dip. Don't plan on it, though, okay? Do not plan on it. Buy. The price goes down, buy. If it goes up, buy. Because the goal here is to get a Bitcoin, all right? So the reason I say hurry up, because a lot of people love telling me this. Oh, man, I got so much going on. I might have to get out at another time, or it's just not on my interest. I got to be real with y'all. Y'all's interest, if y'all follow the Black Wealth Renaissance, is the bag. okay? It is the bag. Otherwise, you will not be following these people. Otherwise, you wouldn't click on the link on the bio to find their course. So if you see these percentages, if you're good with numbers, 0.08 in 2010, Bitcoin is at 18,000, Bitcoin is at 4,900 in March at the beginning of the pandemic. It has quadrupled during a pandemic. All right. So you cannot sit here, and I really try not to get on people, but yo, you are telling me that investing into the future is something you're going to put on the hold. So I guess it's my fault for saying Bitcoin is the future, because people start thinking, oh, I got time. You do not have time. You just name companies, big dog companies, PayPal, Grayscale, MicroStrategy, JP Morgan Chase, Mass Mutual are buying boatloads of Bitcoin. You know, you can definitely make yourself buy a whole Bitcoin and then some, because by the time the rest of the world catches on, you won't be able to compete for a whole Bitcoin no more. Mm-hmm. All right. So when people tell me, oh, I just got so much going on, everything you got going on is to produce income. Mm-hmm. All right. Everything you have going on is to produce income. You want to look for a way to make money while you sleep. Bitcoin is that thing. All right. Like it's plain and simple. That's what it is. So when people tell me, I got to wait, you know, I got this going on, what do you have to wait on? What are you like? And it's hard for me to tell this to someone who I don't know. But, you know, even with the course, like, yo, I tell people, I got a payment plan. You can get started now. My whole thing is for you to get the information. The reason you pay, so you will pay attention. How many people on Instagram and YouTube try to give out free information nobody makes action on because they don't have to give up something? You feel me? But it's all about making that movement, because if you do not, you will be left behind in a miserable way. There are projections saying black wealth will be non-existent by 2030. Coronavirus and the government is going to help that. That's 2020. You feel me? Where is that money going to go? All right. And I see a lot of folks talk about, you know, everything they're into. However, if all of us are not winning on some level, then a little bit of people haven't done their job for real. You know what I mean? If you're talking about black wealth being non-existent by 2030, and we spend $1 trillion out here, then what is going on for real? So you don't have time. You know what I mean? You do not have time. And it is that serious, because money is that serious to people. People kill over it. They steal over it. They leave their wife and their husbands over it. So let's stop playing. You know, and I'm glad that, again, I could say something like that on you all's platform, because that's the honest to God truth. Y'all are all out here moving for the bag. You know, you might not worship money, but money is the vehicle you're going to use to live the life you want. It's what you're going to pass down your children. And that's the number one thing that made me interested in Bitcoin. I could pass this down to my daughter and my son 10, 30, 40 years from now. Mm-hmm. And if they do as I say, or as we going to come up to do, you pass down the next one. You feel me? So this is about real generational wealth. Those numbers of 200 or a million percentage plus, they're going to keep going because the financial system's going to keep being trash. So you got to really understand where you want to be. The price of Bitcoin today could be $30,000 tomorrow. And you're going to tell me the same thing. Now is a different excuse. Oh, man, it's too high now. See, I can't even get into it. Oh, man, what am I going to do now? You're going to still do something. You know what I mean? So the reality has to be said. Stop playing. Like, you can't make money faster than Bitcoin can. Nothing has proven to ever do it. Not even slavery. All right. Slavery was the biggest lick that we ever seen. And slavery can't even keep up. Well, it can't keep up to the production of Bitcoin. We didn't create a whole country on it. But still, though. So that has to be said. Like, yo, stop playing the game, man. Stop playing. Get off your ass and stop playing. You know what I'm saying? Click the link in the bio. What is Bitcoin? And stop playing. Just straight up. It has to be said, man, because it's, I know what y'all here for. I know what y'all here for. That's just real, man.
I love the message of that, man. Yeah. Because people got to hop in and get on it, man. It's like you said, the time is now. We don't want to be left behind on these waves. For sure. So, Justin, my brother, I want to pivot to the last segment of the show.
I got to ask you,
what's something you see on your timeline, bro, that you want to talk on? It could be anything.
We talked about Tesla. That's all right. Hey, man, listen, man. Y'all got to stop hating on my man Gucci, man. Word up. Like, y'all got to stop hating on Gucci. You know what I mean? Do I think he won? Do I think he won the battle? Listen, man, listen. Well, I don't know what Gucci does with his money, but Gucci came with a different energy. Number one, Gucci knew his audience. I'm a Gucci fan. I wanted to see him act a fool. Did I want to see him, like, really go at Jeezy, like, in a physical way? Nah. But did I want to see what he did? Yes. Did Jeezy say, you know, I got real estate? I mean, that's cool. I don't know what Gucci has. You know what I'm saying? But y'all got to lay off of Gucci, because a lot of people who clowning Gucci have never had nobody really try to come at them like that. So they don't really understand the energy. However, they probably had somebody cheat on them in high school. And every time you see them and talk to them, you start riling up thinking about what happened. That's the same thing that happened with Gucci, man. Like, yo, he in the moment. And he looking like, yo, you did try to kill me, didn't you? And he just, y'all got to lay off of Gucci, man. Because folks like Gucci, folks like 50 Cent, Tyler Perry, Floyd Mayweather, like, I look up to those people because they started really with nothing, and especially 50 and Gucci, you know, having that same little, that background and coming from prison and just keep going up no matter what it is. So if I had to say anything, man, I think that's all I had to say, because we touched on a lot of the stuff. So to make it light, y'all got to lay off of Gucci, man. Word up. We ain't here for real estate. We here to talk. We here for trap music.
Big Guap.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Y'all lay off WAP, man. WAP one of the best ever, man. Word up.
Hey, for real. Hey, WAP inspired a lot of your favorite rappers. That's all I got to say, man.
Yeah. And the whole wave of New Atlanta shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So y'all chill out for WAP, man. If we went for WAP, we wouldn't have Future, the president.
Thanks. Shout out to Future, man. Pre-band.
Yeah. Pre-band. The women are going to be mad at that one. But yeah, free bands, man. Y'all stop playing.
Future Hive. Okay, yeah, don't get me started, because I really did.
Yeah. I ain't going to say, I'm not about to get into it with this dude, man.
Yeah, for
Justin, bro, we appreciate you so much for coming on the podcast, and this has been great. And if you listen to this thing, you ain't came out with nothing, man. You can learn something about some goddamn Bitcoin. That's what my brother said.
Get in it.
So for anybody that's interested, bro, can you please give them your information, like how they can reach out to you, where they can find you? I know you mentioned at the beginning, but give it to them again.
So again, man, I straight up message me Bitcoin Wealth. Now, let me know you listen to this podcast. You can message to me on IG at Bitcoin Vegan, Twitter, Bitcoin_vegan, or you can email me, Justin@BitcoinVegan. Send me Bitcoin Wealth. You'll get access to my Q&A, free live Q&A that I have. I'll send you a free chapter of my book. If you like, yo, I don't really care about none of that, you can hop in the show notes. You can head to the use the link in the show notes for the What Is Bitcoin course. If you really are the person who's about cutting your time, like you love investing and having the time cut so you can maximize your learning experience, we can either set up a one-on-one meet, you know what I mean? But the thing that has to be said here is this is a shortcut to everything you want to experience. So message me Bitcoin Wealth on IG, Twitter, in the email, or hop right up in the show notes or in the link in their bio and go right to the course or right to the one-on-one calls, and we can get this thing moving. It needs to happen immediately because, again, time might not be on your side, you know?
Missing, but I have to get that damn course.
You gotta learn about this Bitcoin about time, huh? Yeah, man. I need to know how to own that shit. I want to, yeah. That's what the hell I want, the key.
Yeah, man. It's a wonderful thing, man. Especially once you really start, especially if you're a person, like David said, you already know how to do things with your personal finances. And you just looking for that added boost, like you looking for that overall freedom, because that's what it boils down to, man. Like, you know, I love protests. I don't necessarily protest, but I understand why people protest and I understand the movements. However, you can't necessarily be saying you're protesting what's going on in this country if you're still using the money. You know, like, just think about it. You cannot be totally free if you're still eating at the master's table. And that's just the reality of the situation.
Damn, man. Oh, Justin, oh. Hey, man. Sheesh. Hitting that fire today.
Bitcoin vegan, man. Dang.
Yeah, I gained a lot. Like, I'll leave him shocked, like, just speechless too much. Yeah, fine, man. Hey, man, like we said, this was going to be a great-ass episode. My brother came in here with the energy, with the knowledge, and with the facts. Y'all definitely tap into what you got going on. Like he said, y'all click the link in the show notes. We're going to have that available for you.
For sure. And before we wrap this thing up, y'all, we're going to hop into a couple of house cleaning items, as always. Thank you for tuning into the podcast week in, week out. If you're a new listener, let us know what you're feeling. Y'all, leave them ratings and reviews. Y'all know we always love it to hear y'all feedback. And we love to, like, just share, because it helps grow the show, man. It helps grow. Y'all tap in with our book, Manage Your Money Like the 1%. We talk about personal finances a lot on this podcast. If you need to get your shit together with your personal finances, this is the book for you. Yeah. It's going to help you stop the bleeding, get your shit together, and point you in the right direction with some of these investments. Also, y'all tap in with Credit Fundamentals 101. That's our credit course that teaches you how to master your own credit so that you don't keep paying for credit repair and have your score fluctuate. So you know how it works so that you can make sure you're taking advantage of it the best way. Brother Spiller.
Got anything for us, my dog?
No, I just want to give a special shout out to Southside Armory. Can you hear me? Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, Southside Armory. They got joggers with the gun holster included. It's pretty cool. Y'all gotta, I'm gonna have to make sure I include the link in the bio. They sent us some free pair of joggers. They're gonna be dope. I'm sending everybody theirs.
You get to keep the strap on you and your joggers.
Yeah.
But look,
them got it on me. Whenever you run it.
Yeah, that's the nickname I call them, got them on me.
Hell yeah.
Before we get I got to give our shout outs to our people, man.
So, oh, I thought you had done it.
Nah, bro. We got like 3 new ratings since the last one. Like 4, I think. Shit. All right. So I'm just going to do 1 on this episode. So I'm going to shout out to my boy, Reader Ready. First of all, I'm extremely proud of all you brothers and black man. The information that you guys are providing is priceless. The guests are amazing. The content is full of important knowledge that needs so badly to be taught in our community. I have 3 kids and I'm trying to teach them that all that I can about creating and building wealth. And you guys are teaching me so many gems to teach and are truly a blessing. Keep up the great work. Hey, shout out to you, Reader Ready.
Appreciate it, my brother. And shout out to you for teaching your kids and instilling them these type of things, because a lot of us weren't taught this as kids. So shout out to you for tapping in and just making this possible with us.
For sure. As always, y'all, we love y'all. Y'all are the best.
Yeah.
So
until next time.
Yeah.
This is Black Wealth Renaissance signing out.
Peace.
I got money on my mind. I'm just trying to get some dough. I ain't picking up my lot unless it's money on the phone. Gotta get it on the daily. All I want is dubs. You know what I'm on. I've been chasing after paper. All I know is run money marathon.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.